I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca just ended, and this year as many as 3 million Muslims went to the holy city in Saudi Arabia. Now, the end of Hajj means that Muslims around the world are celebrating another major holiday today, Eid al-Adha, or the Festival of Sacrifice. Today, The World's Matthew Bell got a look at festival preparations in Jerusalem.
In the back of an East Jerusalem butcher shop, Murad, a young Palestinian man in a buzz cut and jeans tucked into his black rubber boots, sharpens his knife and gets ready for the next sheep. In the name of God, he says, as he wrestles the sheep to the floor and cuts its throat. Murad is playing the part of the prophet Ibrahim. The Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha commemorates the story in the Quran where Ibrahim is asked by God to sacrifice his son Ismail. God spares Ismail at the last moment, providing a sheep to sacrifice instead. Christians and Jews know the characters as Abraham and Isaac. Murad and his two assistants take a cigarette break. They expect they will slaughter and butcher around 3 dozen sheep and goats by the end of the day. The animals run between $500 and $1,000 each. They're paid for by local families. Abdurrazak Hussein Muhammad has come to the butcher shop with one of his sons to pick up their family's holiday mutton. Muhammad tells me this is not just a ritual, it's an obligation. Every Muslim who can afford it must pay for a sheep or a goat on this day to be slaughtered. Then the meat is divided into 3 parts. One goes to the poor, one to friends, and the family keeps the last one. Looking every bit the cool grandfather in a pair of shades and a white headscarf, Muhammad says he's 80 years old now, and he figures he's been having a sheep slaughtered at Eid al-Adha for at least the last 50 years. Back at home, Muhammad's wife, Im Ismail, is preparing for a long day of cooking and then feasting with about 40 relatives. She weighs handfuls of mutton and puts portions into plastic bags to be given away. Her grandsons stand ready to make the deliveries by hand. The kids are excited about the holiday because they get gifts of candy or money. What comes next is lots of cooking and then feasting with friends and family. Muhammad pours me some cardamom-laced holiday coffee. He says the unsweetened brew helps settle the stomach when you spend the next few days eating a lot of heavy food, including meat and sweets, for the Eid al-Adha holiday. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
You can find Matthew's slideshow of the Eid festival at theworld.org.